Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. To kick this program off with some serious facts, let me ask, did you know that 7% of all American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows? And 1 in 5 adults don't know that hamburgers are made from beef. 3 in 10 don't know that cheese is made from milk. Now that tells us how far our national population is removed from the farm. The ag industry is not well understood. Take genetically modified organisms, GMOs. GE crops have been a remarkable, unbelievable success from a farmer's point of view. We don't have to hoe our fields by hand. The weeds are gone. We don't need to use so many chemicals fighting not only weeds, but fighting pests like rootworms and corn borers. Our yields are up, way up. However, since Monsanto's GM crops came on the market in 1992, consumers' skepticism cannot be tamped down. A few research centers' studies, they report that 40% of Americans still believe that GMOs are bad for your health. Why so many people refuse to listen to science that assures them that GE foods are safe, healthy, and no risk, it's beyond me. Scientists have developed GE crops by taking DNA from a different crop and inserting it into a plant. Now, we now have on the horizon a little different process to improve a plant or animal. The new process, called gene editing, doesn't take from another kind of plant. Gene editing just alters or changes the genes in the plant or animal itself. The process takes much less time and is more precise than GMO breeding. Will gene editing be easily accepted by the public at large? That's a good question. DuPont Pioneer has developed a drought-resistant corn. We have some farms right now out there that they wish they had some drought-resistant corn. My judgment is that over time, new technologies will be accepted. If for no other reason, we're going to need the food, and we cannot produce enough without new technology. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.